Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Nun Hei, 355. As we continue on Bechukosai, the sixth of 12 mitzvahs in this last parsha in Sefer Vayikra, as we continue relating the mitzvahs that relate to Arachin. This is the fourth. This is the last one relating to Arachin. We spoke about Arachin of people, Arachin of animals, Arachin values of houses, and today we speak about the last one, Arachin of fields. Says the Torah in Chamishi. If somebody decides to give their field, that is an achuza, which means this halacha for sure only applies in Eretz Yisrael. An achuza, a portion of the field that they received going back all the way to Yeshua ben Nun when he apportioned the different areas in Eretz Yisrael to the different shvatim. So if somebody gives their aste achuza to the Beis HaMikdash, their makdash it, v'haya erkecho lefi zaro. The way I redeem it, if I give my backyard to the Beis HaMikdash, the way I redeem it is there's a specific value system. Doesn't matter which field it is, it's the best field, it's the worst field, there's a certain value system that one has to redeem it with, depending on how big it is, and depending on how many years are left till Yovel. Is there a chomer seorim b'chamishim shekel kesef, a certain amount of area that you could plant a chomer seorim, that each of those is worth 50 shekel. In mishnas ha-yovel yakdesh sazeo kerka chayakum. If it's right after Yovel, that's the amount that you give. But if it's after Yovel, then you have to prorate, depending on how many years are left to Yovel. The chishav lo hakohen as a kesef apishanim anosaros achnas Yovel is figured out v'nigra meyerkecha, and that's as much as is redeemed. If somebody wants to redeem the field, I gave the field. Somebody wants to redeem it. Vim go yigal as asade hamakdash oso. If the one who is makdashit takes back the field, so then he has to add on 25%, what we call a chomesh. V'yasav chamishes kesef erkecha alav akamlo. Vim lo yigal as asade v'machor asade lishacher lo yigal lo. But if it wasn't redeemed, then he doesn't have the chance to redeem it anymore. V'chulu. Let's read the chinuch, and then we'll get into some of the details of this mitzvah and see which type of fields this mitzvah applies to. Ladun bedin arche sado, says the chinuch, to judge and to be involved in arachin of fields. Klomar hamakdish sadehu v'ratzal lifdoso. If somebody is makdish their field and they want to redeem it, so then sheitin be'erech hakasa b'Torah, you have to give the amount that's written in the Torah, and he goes through all the math, and at the end of the day, it comes out to be, at the end of paragraph V'achar, on the next page, Yesh bo chamisha v'shivim elef ama b'tishboris. 75,000 square amos. That's the area, each of the 75,000 square amos, that you have to pay 50 shekel for right after Yovel, or right before, at the beginning of an ex Yovel cycle, and you have to prorate each time you want to redeem it in between the years. It says the Sefer Chinuch in the next paragraph, V'yachan ha-makdash sadeh tova, she'en b'chol Eretz Yisrael kamos. So it doesn't matter if it's the most gorgeous, wonderful, amazing field, the best location, the best crops, osodeh roa, she'en kamos ala roa, or the worst, it's in the lowest line, it always gets flooded, nothing ever grows there, it doesn't matter. Kazem ha-richon oso. The halacha is, this is how your ma'arichin. Just like we spoke about three mitzvahs ago about people, arachin of people. All that matters is gender and age. It's the only thing that matters. You could be David al-Elech, and you could be the biggest Russia in the world. Same issue of arachin. So to hear when it comes to fields. We didn't say this when it comes to to houses or to animals. Special din that applies to people and to fields. Right, this is based on the Mishnah in Maseches Arachin. That's what many of these mitzvahs that we're doing now, it says there. The Mishnah says there on Daf Yudalit. Ketzad, echad ha-makdash b'cholos ha-machuz, whether somebody is makdash an unbelievable property. I'm sorry, that's a very bad property. Echad ha-makdash b'pardiso, savsati. Notice, zerach omers or mechulu. What makes a property good or bad? Says an interesting Rashi and Rabino Gershom here. Rashi says, what makes the field bad? Svivos ir. She'ena chashuva kol kach b'bnei midris haraglayim. It's in an area where people always trample on it. People always are walking through the fields. So nobody, it's not a field that people want. Or, lishna achrina, shem makom shlo hayu sados of chashuvin. Okay, another place where they weren't chashuv. But if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom right here, he says, it's a very public field that everybody always looks at. That's what makes it negative. Shedarchim osa bnei adam va'o. That was Rashi va'o, and then he quotes kivon shesmucha la'ir va'omedes b'komasa. Everybody sees it when it's in bloom. Ro'in osa bnei adam v'nosnin ba ayin ra'a. The ina osa peiros kol kach. It's out in the open, and people give it an ayin hara by looking at it. What is the Rabbeinu Gershom talking about? That's the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Bava Basra, where the Gemara talks about the concept of hezek re'iyah. I can look at a field, and if I look at a field in a certain way, I can be mazig it. There's a concept of ayin hara. Ayin hara, what does that mean? We can't really explain it. We know that ayin hara, the Gemara says, is only on a davar magula. But a davar hamachusim in ha'ayin, like the Gemara says, fish don't have any ayin hara, that's shor late on them. Why? Because they're under the water. Anything that's sanua, the Gemara says it was ayin hara that was sholeit, Chazal say, ayin hara that was sholeit on the first luchos, because they were public, they were with lightning and thunder. And the second luchos were quiet, they were sanua, so there was no control. When there's something out in the open, so again, this is not a physical, this is obviously a metaphysical idea, but it's a halachic issue discussed in the beginning of Masechet Bava Basra, the concept of hezek re'iyah. Hezek, damaged by staring, by looking. If somebody looks at a field in a their friend's field in a longing, jealous way, and everybody's focusing on it, it could be that at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh, is this person really right to have such a great field? This person really, everybody's looking at him. He's the center of attention." The Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov at the beginning of Bava Basra in Simon Hay discusses the lumdus of hezek re'iyah a little bit, and this is what makes it a bad field. That's what we're talking about this today. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, let's just see what he says, and then we will continue in the mitzvah. The Nirad Yishla Hasbir Davarzeh. Today, Be'ikr din Hezek Re'iyah, Ika Shlosha in Yanim. There are three elements that I have to focus on by Hezek Re'iyah. Number one is Hezek Gufo. Hezek Gufo means, let's say somebody is doing something in their field that's somewhat private. Forget the crops. But looking at other people's property. So on the most basic level, if I'm not giving you privacy, if I'm sees that you do something that should be private that I saw, I'm being mazik you. I see something that I'm not supposed to see. It's an embarrassing to you. To call a meitzitz b'chatzer chaveiro b'shashu hu ose mila ditzniu so mizbayish harizet tsara degufa. There, everybody agrees that would be ksir to hezek. What's the discussion he says in the beginning of Bava Basra where there's a machlokas hezek re'iyah? Is it shmei hezek? Is it considered damage or is it not? That's not if you stare at somebody who's doing something private right through their window. Chas v'shalom. That's a couple of averes, right? That's what Bilam said, that Jews don't do that. Matobo alecha Yaakov, people don't have their windows right next to each other looking through. But this is even in the yard. Says number one, so if you're seeing something that shouldn't be seen, that's for sure hezek. But what is the issue? The issue is separate from that. Because if somebody is in an area where he shouldn't be doing something in public, then we kind of could say that it's his own fault for doing things like that in public. So that's why there's an opinion that says hezek re'iyah lo shmei hezek. If it's a type of action that you shouldn't be doing in public anyway. So they say that's the discussion between shmei hezek and lo shmei hezek. Then he says at the end, what happens if it's open and therefore I don't do something in my field, but because I know you're looking, I don't do it. So that is preventing my usage in the field. That's also a type of hezek that one has to deal with. Besides the ayin hara issues that I described earlier, all of these are discussed in the beginning of Bava Basra, but that is interesting why the Rabbeinu Gershom on the Mishnah in Arachin says why something would be a good field and not a good field. The better fields are the ones that not everybody sees, and it's not out in the open. Okay, we continue. Says the Sefer Achinach. Continuing, next page. The Ketza Derech HaChezbon Be'erchei Sados. So how do you figure it out? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, we have to learn about the fundamental difference between two types of fields in Halacha. There are two types of fields. What are they? Sados, or Stei Achuza, and Stei Mikne. The Torah already makes these differences. But he explains it, and then we'll see there is a machlokas. We've shown him, though, what the Torah means. Stei achuza, what does that mean? Says the chinuch. Chilek meinyonim yistei mikneh. The halacha is different. We'll see all together, we'll summarize. There are four differences in halacha between stei achuza and stei mikneh. What are they, first of all? Stei achuza is a field, as I started off with, that goes all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun gave it to my family. They gave it to my Zayda, who gave it to his son, and all the way down to me. Achuza means a heritage, means it's mine. And now we don't know what Shevet we're from, and we all went into Galus. But at a time when we were, right, had a Beis HaMikdash, and all the Shvatim were living in their proper areas, and they knew which fields belonged to which families forever and ever, going back to Yeshua ben Nun. So, in that time period, these halachas applied. So if someone has a steachuza, that's where this halacha applies. The idea of having a separate unique value based on size, not based on good or bad, that only applies to steachuza. That is the shita of the Chinuch and the Rambam. Ukshemodidin osa in modidin ba'el makomos aruyin lizriya. By the way, he also says, you only measure areas that are fit to plant in. If it's all rocky, if it's what's called a sadeh trushin in the Gemara, then you just take whatever value you could get on the marketplace. This whole chiddush haTorah, that there's a special erech to a field, is only if it is roi lizriya. Ve'erkehu akasa batorah, ben yofa ben ra, as we said, it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. Umosef chomish al erech hazeh akasa, and if the makdish, if the one who gave it to the Beis Hamikdash redeems it, he has to pay a little extra, as we spoke about a couple days ago, I think, from the Rambam. That's just to make sure that people aren't reneging on what they gave to the Beis Hamikdash. And then he says, exactly what we just said, Ezi nikri steachuza, zeh sadeh sheyarsha ha'adam mimorishav. That you yarshened it from your father and your grandfather, etc. What is a stei mikneh? A stei mikneh basically means anything not a stei achuza. I got a field in any way other than getting it from my father or my grandfather or my great-grandfather. So I could buy it. I could get it as a gift. I could find an abandoned field in any way. All of those are called stei mikneh. Says the Chinuch, a stei mikneh is excluded from this mitzvah. This mitzvah only applies to stei achuza. Stei mikneh, if I'm makdish a stei mikneh, let's say I bought a field, and then I'm makdish to the Beis HaMikdash, how much do I have to give to the Beis HaMikdash? I have to give whatever that's worth on the market. Whatever price I can get for that. You don't look in the Torah for that. You look in the marketplace to get for a stei mikneh. Shamano shabashavyo, roan kamashavas nasayovel, v'impada makdish v'chulu, and he continues. Then he mentions another difference, which we'll see in a second, but he continues, that's stei achuza, stei mikneh, only stei achuza has the mitzvah apply. Who argues on this? Rashi. Look at Rashi al Torah. Somebody's Maver Sedra, Parshas B'chukosai, they'll see that Rashi argues on this. Rashi holds that both stei achuza and stei mikneh, both are subject to this price. You go buy whatever the erech is that is written in the Torah. What's the difference between a stei achuza and stei mikneh, according to Rashi, only if it goes back to the owner in Yovel, which everybody agrees to. By a stei achuza, if I am makdish my stei achuza, I give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say I didn't redeem it. I gave my backyard to the Beis HaMikdash, and I did not redeem it back before Yovel came. You know what? I can never redeem it back. It belongs to the Kohanim forever and ever. That's the halacha by stei achuza. By stei mikneh, if I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, you know what happens in Yovel? It goes back to the original owner. Goes back. That's the halacha. So the Torah says there's some difference between stei mikneh and stei achuza. Rashi says that's the only difference. That's the difference. Whether it goes back to you or goes to the Kohanim. But in terms of the price, if you're makdashit, says Rashi, that is even by stei mikneh. It's really a machlokas in that Mishnah that I read in Aruch and Daf Yudalid, but the Rambam and the Chinuch clearly argue with Rashi. They say all these prices of Aruch only apply to stei achuza and not stei mikneh. There's an interesting ha'ara made by the Mitzvah Samelech, Rabbi Cement, where he talks about how the Rambam has one mitzvah, Aruchei Sados, and the Chinuch has one mitzvah. How to deal with stei achuza and stei mikneh? One mitzvah. Ask the Mitzvah Samelech, but there are four differences between them. So shouldn't it be counted as two different mitzvos? And he lists off the four differences between a stei achuza and a stei mikneh. Number one, as we mentioned, if you're makdash stei achuza and Yovel comes, where does it go? So, hamakdash stei achuza v'igia Yovel v'lo nifteis, and it's still b'yad hektash dino takon and notlus adazu. If I'm makdash my stei achuza, which you would think I have a stronger bailus over, because it's mine going back to Yeshua ben Nun, I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it stays there forever. A stei mikneh, if I bought it from somebody else, and I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it goes back to him. One difference. Second difference, stei achuza, it's explicit, the price value in the Torah. Stei mikneh, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, no price value, whatever it's worth on the market. Number three difference, if the owner himself is poda'it, by a stei achuza, I have to add on 25%. What's called a chomesh. Stei mikneh? No, just give the price. The chiddush of chomesh is only by stei achuza. And finally, the fourth difference is, do we try to get the bialim to buy it back? Is there a mitzvah upon the bialim? Might be connected, but the Mishnah says before us, yes. When it comes to stei achuza, you try to get the bialim to buy it back, instead of having somebody else redeem it. And by stei mikneh, you don't have a mitzvah to have the person who was makdash to buy it back. So the answer is, the question is, why is there one big fat mitzvah? According to the Rambam, there are two major differences. I mean, four major differences, I'm sorry, between them. So it should be two mitzvos. And if you look at the Rambam himself notes this in Kuf Yud Zayin. He says, when he's trying to defend the fact that he counts four separate mitzvahs for Arachin, for houses, for people, for animals, for fields, he says, because there are four sets of halachos, so I have four separate mitzvahs. So just ask on that Rambam. But, okay, fine. So you admitted to that principle. So both of these types of fields have two different types of halacha. So why don't we count it as separate mitzvos? So the mitzvah HaMelech beautifully says, Lumdus, why would you count it as two separate mitzvahs? If there's a different mechayiv, if there's a fundamental difference between the types of fields, and there's a basic different understanding of the type of field, that's when you would count it differently. Why are all these differences between Shtei Achuzot and Shtei Mikneh? There's one reason why they have these differences. It's not because there's a fundamental difference between Shtei Achuzot and Shtei Mikneh that you should count it differently. You know why? Because a Shtei Mikneh is not really fully mine. That's it. If somebody sells me a field, fine, I have it. But by Yovel, I know it's going back to the original owner. Remember, we discussed all the mitzvahs of Yovel, all the avadim go free, and everything goes back. Everything goes back to the original state in Yovel every 50 years. So when I bought a field from somebody, I already know implicit my bialus on this field is limited. Yovel. So even when I mokdish it in a limited way because it's going to go back to the original owner. Shtei Achuzot, it's mine. It's mine. It was given to me by Yeshua ben Nun. So if I have full bialus on it, I can do whatever I want with it. And if I give it to the Beis HaMikdash and it's not redeemed, so then I lose hold over it forever because I had bialus to sell it fully. A Shtei Mikneh, I don't have a bialus to sell fully. And he says that's why also we try to get the Adon, the owner, to redeem it first. Why? Because it's really his. He's really connected to that. We want Eretz Yisrael to be split up by the Shvatim, so we let him, all of these differences he goes through, have to do with the fact that whether the bialus is limited or not. But that doesn't mean that there's a fundamental difference between the types of fields. That's why it's all counted as one big fat mitzvah, and it's not split up as two mitzvahs. That is the mitzvahs HaMelech. Okay, let's continue a little bit. And says the and continue reading the Chinuch. Says the Chinuch, the Chol Sadash Hashamaros Ola Hektish Limkor Osa B'Damel Machrizin Ola Shishim Yom. Whenever we have a field, we spend 60 days. We say, announcing every morning and every evening to try to get the best price for a Shtei Mikneh. Not Shtei Achuzot. Shtei Achuzot. You go by whatever it says in the Torah. Why morning and night? Because that's when the workers are going out to the field, going away. I was wondering that Bizman HaMikdash, you know, are they going to have to do this? Maybe they'll put it on the Mikdash email list. There'll be a Mikdash mail list. You send it out, fields, a whole list of fields, you know, for, you know, is this a din of, you have to do it morning and night? You'll probably use any type of technology that's available to get the best price for the Beis HaMikdash. You know, why not? Why wouldn't you do that? And he continues and says, V'noheges b'schar m'nekevis, the mitzvah applies to men and women, bizman sha'yovel noeg, whenever there's yovel. Bizman is, as we said, you can't do this because a lot of these halachas don't apply. Because we're not makdash. We don't give things to the Beis HaMikdash. But in a chinami, says the chinuch, as he said the last three mitzvahs, what if somebody does it? Somebody goes against what Chazal advise, and I say, I go back to my home, I go over to my field in my backyard, I say, I'm makdash this field to the Beis HaMikdash. You know what? It works. My field now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm stuck. And I have to go through the process of either being poded onto a coin and throwing out that coin into the Yam HaMelech, or trying to figure out how much it's worth based on the calculations. Well, it's not my Shtei Achuzot, it'll be a Shtei Mikneh, so it'll go by values. But it's lemaisa, that's what one would have to do. In the footnotes, he's a little bothered that somebody would have that option of getting the whole value and then throwing that whole value into the sea. Isn't that somewhat baltashkos, which is a separate Issa Daraisa, which Beth Hashem will discuss in a couple of, months, years, in Parshas Shoftim. But either way, these are the mitzvahs, these are the halachas related to Shtei Achuzot and Shtei Mikneh. One or two halachas, elements that the Minchas Chinuch brings up. If you look in Oz Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch notes that if you're makdish it during the year of Yovel, it's meaningless. Because in Yovel, all fields go back to the original owner. So for sure, if you try to give a Shtei Achuzot during Yovel, it just doesn't get off the ground. You can't be makdish a field during Yovel. That's what the Gemara says. In Oz Hei, he discusses, what about a son? For this category, a son takes the place of the father. Meaning, if somebody else, as we said, the difference between Shtei Achuzot and Shtei Mikneh. By Shtei Mikneh, if I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and I don't redeem it, and the original owner doesn't get it back. It goes back to him during Yovel, because the person who bought it didn't have control. But by Estei Achuzi, if I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, if I don't redeem it before Yovel, it stays with the Kohanim forever. But the halacha is, if it's me or my son, my son's allowed to redeem it, my son is not considered a different person. If somebody else redeems it, not me, then it goes back to the Kohanim. I don't get it. But if my son redeems it, so then it goes back to me. That's what the Menachas Seder points out in Oz Hei. Rav Schechter has in one of his Svarim, in Eretz HaTzvi, in Sima Laman Aleph, he talks about that there are two ideas when it comes to fathers and sons. There's one concept called Yerusha, and that is something is Yarshin down to the son from the father. But then you find in three or four areas of Halacha, something called Kam Tachas Aviv. It's not that something is given from the father to the son, but rather, halachically, the son goes into the shoes of the father. For example, an Eved Ivri is not Yarshin to, let's say somebody only has daughters. So he only has daughters. He doesn't give an Eved Ivri to his daughter. But if his son is there, he does. Why? Yerusha goes to the daughters if there are no sons.
Let's go. Mincha is in.
So the halacha is, by Eved Ivri, that a son is kam tachas aviv. For certain halachas, the son goes into the shoes of the father. And that's not midin Yerusha. Because certain halachas aren't nechlal b'Yerusha, but this is a special din that applies to a certain area. He calls it a type of Yerusha, but he says, there's a for Eved Ivri and the Brak Haradavua, the Gemara calls this. Could he be Manchil Bekever? Anyway, he talks about it here in Simon Laman Aleph. This could be another type of that halacha. By redeeming a stay achuza, it could be that, it's not a din Yerusha, because it works even if the son redeems it when the father's alive. So it must be a din of kam tachas aviv, that the son is just in place of the father, and therefore he can redeem the fields. Okay, Rabotai, that gets us through all the mitzvahs of Arachin, and we have six mitzvahs left, related to issues of the Beis HaMikdash, and there we'll start by the Shem next time with Shin Nun Vav, other issues of Kachim coming up.